A Glance at Arba'in Pilgrimage. We are commemorating the anniversary of Arba'in, or the traditional 40 days of tragic martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Karbala is the cynosure of all eyes for the past few days, and today, Friday, is the climax of the mourning ceremonies, with over 25 million pilgrims saluting from the depth of their hearts the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The standard form of salutation for the Prophet and the Imam is called Ziyara, and for your information, for the day of Arba'in, a special ziyarah has been prescribed for all devotees, whether those assembled at the holy shrine in Karbala or those saluting Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, from all over the world. In today's Arba'in program, we highlight the important phrases of the famous Ziyarat al-Arba'in. Stay with us. A famous statement from the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, says, "There are 5 signs to recognize or determine a true believer, and recitation of the special ziyarah or salutation for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Arba'in is one of these signs. The other 4 signs of a true believer are recitation in raised voice of the Quranic ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, during the ritual prayers. Performance of 51 rak'at of ritual prayers in a single day, at different times. That is, 17 obligatory prayers and 34 recommended. Prostration on soil or clay, and wearing of a ring in a finger of the right hand. Thus, it is clear that if ritual prayer is the pillar of religion, the pilgrimage of Arba'in and recitation of the special Arba'in ziyarah, whether from near or from afar, is the pillar of wilaya or devotion to the Prophet and his infallible successors, peace be upon them, as commanded by God Almighty in the Holy Quran." The special Arba'in ziyarah has been related on the authority of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the great grandson of the martyr of Karbala and the 6th infallible heir of the Prophet. It was dictated to his disciple, Safwan Jamal. Its opening phrase reads, "Peace be upon the friend of Allah, his distinguished." Peace is among the divine attributes. When a pilgrim expresses these wonderful words to greet Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, he or she thus is wishing peace, harmony, divine protection, and in the process is cleansing his or her own inner spirit and soul from worldly contamination, including the rejection of devils, idols, tyrants, oppressors, traitors, and hypocrites. On the chosen of Allah and son of his chosen. Peace on Hussein, the oppressed, the martyr. Among the meritorious characteristics of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, is selfless and sincere devotion to God Almighty's commands and worship of the highest degree. These peerless traits naturally make him the chosen of God, whilst the phrase son of the chosen is appointed to the impeccable virtues of his father, The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. In other words, no person can attain perfection unless with purity of thought, with sincerity of intention, with integrity of actions, which Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, displayed throughout his life, with the climax being at Karbala, where he endured extreme oppression and attained martyrdom. In Ayah 65 of Surah Kahf, the Almighty considers true servitude as the source of divine mercy. In Ayah 65 of Surah Kahf, the Almighty says, "There they found one of our servants, whom we had granted a mercy from ourselves, and taught him a knowledge from our own." This ayah shows the servitude to God opens the gates to divine mercy and wisdom. And you made him a leader from the leaders. You bestowed upon him the inheritance of the prophets. In Islam, leadership is to guide from the front ranks and set the practical precedence through personal qualities. Like his grandfather, the Holy Prophet, and father, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, led from the front, braving dangers, even if it cost him his life, in the way of God. Such a death is not in vain and earns immortality, as is the case of the martyr of Karbala, who remains the beacon of guidance and ark of salvation, and above all, the inheritor of the legacy of the prophets, and gave his life in your way to save your servants from the yoke of ignorance and the evil of misguidance. This phrase is a clear indication of how Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, by refusing to bow to tyranny and acknowledge the unjust and illegal rule of the godless Yazid, preferred to court death in combat. He thus sacrificed his life in order to set a lasting example of mankind, and thus save the seekers of truth from the yoke of ignorance and the evil of misguidance, by opening to them the perfect path towards salvation. No wonder Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, did not mince any words when he said, "Hussein is from me, and I am from Hussein." It means his grandson and the universal mission of Islam are harmoniously interlinked. And whatever Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, did or stood for was the path of the Prophet. In other words, those who harmed Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, have actually done a great harm to the Prophet. I testify that Allah will indeed fulfill the promise He made to you, and will destroy those who abandoned you, and will punish those who killed you. This phrase refers to the heroic stance of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in Karbala, in fulfilling the covenant of God. He sacrificed his life and that of his near and dear ones, including sons, brothers, nephews, cousins, kinsmen, and friends, in order to save Islam and save all humanitarian values. Thus, the martyr of Karbala remains supreme till this day, with tens of millions of people from all over the world assembling at his shrine to pay homage to him, whilst the fate of his killers and his enemies has been miserable. In every age and in every place, the enemies of the martyr of Karbala have been humiliated and suffered a disgraceful death. In our own times, this is evident by the terrible fate of the cannibalistic Takfiri terrorists and their supporters. The accursed Yazid had tried to wipe out the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Prophet's household, peace be upon them, but today there is no trace of the graves of the Umayyads, let alone their palaces. And, God willing, inshallah, tomorrow there will be no sign of the Saudis and all other Wahhabi heretics. Whilst Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, rules the hearts of the faithful all over the world. Till the reappearance of his direct descendant and promised Imam Mahdi al-Qa'im, may God hasten his return, who will establish the global government of peace, prosperity and justice by ridding the planet of all vestiges of oppression and corruption. Amen.